From the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX, I'm Al Edson, and this is Reveal. Americans have an obsession with cats. The ones we have in our homes, the ones living out on the streets. People are even passionate about big cats. You might remember the media circus over Cecil the lion.
Poor Cecil. I mean, how many lions do we have left? You have to kill them all. What are our kids, what are our grandkids going to see when they're older? It's not right.
So, my dear listeners, you might be asking yourself, why are we doing a show about cats? No, it's not just for all the web traffic we're hoping to get, although that would be nice. No, jokes aside, this is serious business. We're going to dive into the debates and see what's behind a multi-million dollar effort to save one kind of cat, the feral cat, and why millions are made in an industry that traps and kills another type of wild cat, the bobcat. We get started in the backwoods and mountain canyons where bobcats live and die.
That is Belmont. See the size of that track?
Last winter, Reveal reporter Tom Knutson hopped on an ATV with a fur trapper in the rugged Nevada outback. He's hoping to catch an animal most Americans never see, the bobcat. It's about 2 to 3 times the size of a house cat with a thick, darkly spotted coat that's kind of sandy brown on top and white underneath. To attract one, this trapper has a trick up his sleeve. He parks his ATV and walks towards a silvery strand hanging from a low branch over one of his traps.
See that shiny...
I do see
Christmas
it there.
Ornament there.
Is that, it's sort of like tinsel, isn't it?
It's like tinsel, yeah. You know, the saying, curiosity killed the cat. They're curious about that. So that'll draw them in towards the trap. They'll hopefully just step right on that, and I'll come back tomorrow and have one.
There's a catch. The steel-jawed traps he's using are so hazardous and indiscriminate. They've been banned in more than 80 countries, yet are legal across most of America. But it's not just how bobcats are caught that's controversial. It's the gruesome way many are killed to protect their pelts from bloodstains. Death by strangulation.
And do you choose your method of dispatch, the 22? Is that for human
yes.
purposes?
Yeah, I want to kill them instantly.
Right.
I don't mess around with that.
Choke pole, you don't
no,
like that?
No, I don't like that because I feel that, well, if they're suffering, you're choking them to death.
He and other trappers Tom met asked not to be named out of fear for their own safety.
I've had the notes in the traps that if they find me, they're going to shoot me, they're going to beat me, they're going to do what I did to a bobcat or to a coyote.
And you say you're reluctant to be named because you've had phone calls?
Yeah. Burn my house down. They're going to burn my truck down. They find me in the desert, they're going to shoot me. And it's kind of that feeling of human life is not valued over an animal's life. Even though it is a legal sport that is regulated, that is governed by the state, that we are allowed to do and we pay to do.
And what do you say to the other side who thinks that this is a practice that should be left in the 19th century?
Well, in the long run, Mother Nature is a lot crueler. And their side, it's a hard, there's no middle ground. It's so biased one direction and another. Trappers are 100% for, and people who don't agree with the trapping world is 100% against them. We've always had the mentality to just hide, stay unheard, unseen, because it's just how it is.
Here's the thing. Americans are quick to condemn illegal poachers of elephants for their ivory or trophy killing of animals like Cecil the lion. But what about legal trapping of bobcats on American soil? Trappers will tell you they're out here for the nature and tradition. But as Tom's guide told him riding through the outback, there's also good money in bobcat pelts.
We had heard rumors that the prices were going to be high. And I had one very exceptional, probably the best cat I've ever caught. He was a very large male. His color was beautiful. Just, I mean, flawless. It wasn't the highest sold fur that year, but $1,469.
The most desirable snowy white spotted pelts will go to the highest bidders. And from there, make their way to fur dealers in Europe, China, and Russia, where furs are more popular than in the U.S. In fact, from 2000 to 2013, the number of pelts exported from the U.S. quadrupled. We follow the trail of those pelts out of the mountains of Nevada to an exclusive Paris showroom, where we discover the world's most expensive bobcat coat.
Beautiful coats. I happened to ask what the prices might be on these coats. And she said, well, the jacket would be 45,000 euros and the coat 135,000 euros.
Tracking the bobcat around the world and hunting for answers on how they're treated. When we return, this is Reveal.